Sia Namdar, the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We begin with a deadly fire at a mattress factory in Morocco. The Associated Press reports 55 people are dead. The news agency also says the blaze broke out on the ground floor of the factory in Casablanca. Some 150 people work there. Dozens of firefighters were on site to try and bring the blaze under control. Canada CTV reports 42 people are hurt after the floor of a church collapsed. It happened in Abbotsford, British Columbia. Witnesses say the floor collapse caused the lighting system to fall on a crowd of about 1,200 people who were attending a Christian rock concert. A number of people were seriously hurt. Chicago's police superintendent says officers will now be armed with powerful M4 carbines in a bid to match the firepower of the city's street gangs. Right now, rank-and-file officers are only allowed to carry handguns. Police are beefing up patrols after dozens of shootings left at least 9 people dead last weekend. A crew from a Spanish fishing boat has been set free. 26 people were captured by pirates off the coast of Somalia. The Spanish government helped negotiate their release and now says they're in perfect health. The group was taken April 20th when the pirates approached a boat with grenade launchers. And a bipartisan bill aimed at protecting endangered right whales from collisions with ships is heading to the full Senate. It would establish speed limits for vessels that travel through the whales' paths in the North Atlantic. The mammals migrate from the southern U.S. to the Gulf of Maine each summer. Collisions with ships is the number one human cause of right whale deaths. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.